Availability of timely and relevant information. The information is included and supported within several adequate official documents. Documents such as surveys and inventories of water resources and supplies, up-to-date registers and records of water uses and discharges, water rights, and beneficiations of such rights. In addition, the results of benchmarking and performance evaluations of service providers are made available. Stakeholder communication strategies. Effective communication strategies are devised. These strategies account for local, social, political, cultural, and other factors. This could consist of public information sessions, expert panel hearings, citizen juries, and more. Conditions for fulfillment of institutional mandates. The role of the private sector is described, agreed upon, and regulated. The objectives are to secure the investments made by the private sector. It's also to ensure the expected services and recovery of the costs of the investments. Openness and transparency. IWRM should operationalize with an open and transparent approach. It should ensure public access to full information and their effective participation in the decision-making process. Exchange of information. IWRM seeks a method of sharing information while dealing with transboundary and international boundaries of water resources management. Openness and sharing of information are very important for achieving the transparency and coordination between the regions or countries.